Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio's Let's Talk for Thursday, May 10th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, as I do every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. To join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me at Twitter at Driven for Life 62. And as we do every day, we're going to start off with the NBA playoffs. You know, here are the results from last night's games. The Miami Heat eliminated the New York Knicks 106-94 to advance to the second round against the Indiana Pacers. Now, that should be an interesting series, but I look for the Heat to take it in five. Okay, in the other game last night, the Memphis Grizzlies stayed alive in their series with the L.A. Clippers with a 92-80 victory. Even though the Grizzlies won, they still trail the series 3-2 and look to even up the game, the series Friday night. Once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. And today we're going to continue with our topic from yesterday, which was, what is real love? And does it really exist? Now, yesterday we had some great comments about this topic, and I just want to share a couple of emails that I received after I went off the air. This email is from T. Andrews at hopelesslyromantic50@hotmail.com. She stated, there is no such thing as real love, just two people in a partnership for convenience. Now, that's a very interesting statement. So you're telling me there's no real love at all. No, people get together just for the convenience. You know, I don't know if that's true or not. I feel that it's not. You know, I think there is some type of love there. It's got to be more than just convenience. If it's just convenience, then it's not going to last. It's not even going to work. Why even go through it? You know, and then again, if it's just convenience, then you're telling me we can assume that marriages, let's say from our grandparents or people you may know that lasted 20, 30, 40, even 50 years, was it based on love? It was based on more of companionship and convenience. You know, are we really to believe that is what happens? You know, maybe that was the case, say, maybe in the 50s and the 60s. But what about now? Does this type of thing still go on? You know, is that what the substitute for real love is? Convenience? You know, that's a very interesting statement. Now, to the contrary of the first email, I have another one from Ms. Donna Pack. And she says, here's my take on real love. Real love comes from the heart. It is unconditional in that you're able to look past a person's flaws and accept them for who they are. It's not material and never will be. It's a joy you feel deep inside for that certain someone special. It makes you want to see them and be with them and touch them and hold them. And you miss them so much when they are not around. So, yes, real love does exist. And it's defined differently for each person. Now, looking at these two emails that I did receive, you know, it's really interesting at the different aspects, the different levels that they are on. One is to the extreme right, another one is to the extreme left. Is there any middle ground there? You know, can there be a middle ground? You know, can you have love with somebody, have real love with somebody, and still be with them for convenience? You know, is that a possibility? You know, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. You know, and you know, looking at these two emails, it's really making me think. You know, there are many different opinions out there. Is there, isn't there, real love? You know, or is real love called by a different name? You know, is it called true love instead, or is it called unconditional love? Or is love even unconditional? Can it be unconditional? That's a very, very interesting thought. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Okay, you know, yesterday I was riding in my car after the show and listening to the radio. There's a song came on that really got my attention by Luther Vandross. You know, and the name of the song was Wait for Love. You know, and the lyrics in the song went, you will get your chance to wait for love, wait for love. Now, after hearing these words, I begin to wonder, is it possible that we can go a whole lifetime without finding a real love? Is it a possibility? Can we actually do that? No, so in the span of a lifetime, is it true that you may love this person or that person or this individual or this group, but you may not actually find the real love that you've been looking for that's supposed to be set just for you? Is that possible? You know, once again, you know, those are some things that really, really make you think. You know, or is it, as we mature as adults, you know, shouldn't our chances become better for finding that love? Or is it just a shot in the dark? You know, is it something that just happens without us even knowing it? Or should we go out and just look for it? Now, what are your thoughts on that? You know, is it a 50-50 shot? Can we do something to enhance or better our chances to find that real love? Or better yet, is it better for us, will we find it, do we have a better chance of finding that love if we see it in action? You know, we're witness to what real love is supposed to be. Does that make it give us a better chance of finding it ourselves? Or do we just, as I mentioned before, just take a shot at it? You know, if it comes, it comes, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, I have heard a lot of individuals say that. Well, you know, I don't know how to love. I've never been in love. You know, and I don't think I ever will. Well, how do you know? You know, does having that type of negative attitude hinder your ability to actually find real love? Or does it even matter? You know, can we not, that we don't have a choice in the matter? You know, and how do we avoid this from happening? Is there anything we can do to help speed up the process? You know, Or should we open ourselves up during each relationship with the hope that this real love will come find us that we've been looking for? Should we open ourselves up and set ourselves up for that? Once again, you know, that goes back, is it a shot in the dark? Or can we prepare ourselves or make ourselves ready to receive this love, the so-called real love? You know, and so how do we do that? How can we do that? You know, there's many, many, many different ideas that I'm sure that's floating around out there. So if you want to weigh in on the conversation, you can join in. You can call me at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or hit me on Twitter at drivenforlife62. Now, after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, what is real love and how can we achieve it? And does it really exist? See you in two. And today our topic is, what is real love? Does it really exist? To join in the conversation, dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at drivenforlife62. Okay, I see I do have a call on the line, and let's see what we got. Hello, callers, and welcome to Let's Talk. What's your name and where you're from? Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello, caller. Well, we must be having technical difficulties. Couldn't get the caller through. But, you know, I often hear people speak about unconditional love. You know, and I often wonder, is this another term for real love? Or is unconditional love and real love something completely different? Or is it a combination of the two? Actually, can it be a combination of the two? Or is it a combination of more than those two? Or is it just the same thing, just named differently? You know, how can you determine that? How do we know? Really, it really leaves you to wonder and think about some things. You know, you have all these great songs that, you know, mention love, and you're looking for real love, and, you know, how do you know what that is? How do they know what it is? Do you think they've experienced it themselves? Or is it just some words they put together on a piece of paper? And when you listen to that, Do you feel something that you can relate to those songs, to the words in the song? Or you just like the song? You know, so what if you are lucky enough to find that mythical real love in your lifetime? You feel privileged because you're probably finding something that a lot of people won't go in a whole lifetime finding. You know, but what, during the period of that time, you're in this relationship and you think you found this real love and you really feel you have, and the relationship goes bad. Then what? I mean, is it the only opportunity that we ever have to find that real love? You know, do we only have that one shot at it? Even though we may go through other relationships during our lifetime, you know, will we be able to once again find that type of love, or is it just a one-in-a-lifetime moment? Let's say you had a boyfriend earlier growing up, and you felt you were really in love as an adolescent. Is that really true love? But throughout your whole life, once, say you broke up and you never see them again, you know, but you think about them often, is that, can you say that's true love? Can you say that is what it's all about? You know, so in the rest of your relationships, from adolescent to adult, you never feel that same type of love from what you felt as a teenager. Can you say that's a form of true love and that was your one shot at it? Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericblesstalk@gmail.com. Or Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, today we're talking about what is love and does it really exist? Now, and as I just mentioned, you know, is it just a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or do we have other opportunities at finding real love? You know, I mean, this is not to say that you will not ever love anyone again, or feel someone that you can love, but in the same token, will you be more cautious about the feelings that you have? You know, will the thought of losing your first, what you felt like was original real love or unconditional love, hinder your ability to receive that type of love again, or even give it because of what happened to you in the past? So once again, I ask the question, is it just a one-time opportunity, or can we actually find real love more than one time in a lifetime? You know, and it's not counting your children or your family. You know, because I do believe, you know, certain instances, that is unconditional love because that is a part of you. But what I'm speaking of is relationship-wise. Can you find that feeling or, you know, love or, you know, that feeling that makes you just melt every time you get around that person? You know? As Ms. Pack said, it's a joy you feel deep inside for that certain someone special. So my question is, can you do that, get that feeling for more than one person in a lifetime? And if so, how deep would you let it go if it didn't work the first time? Do you still have faith in that you'll find real love? Or the faith that you will actually give real love? You know, which one? No, of course, you know, I may be completely wrong on this, but I cannot see it you know, going any other way. You know, I think, you know, it's, in the most part, it's a one-in-a-lifetime shot. You know, I can't see you being madly in love, head over heels, just crazy about someone, as Ms. Peck said, Pat said. You know, something going wrong in that type, that relationship, then once again, you're head over heels, madly crazy about with someone else. So, you know, that leads the question is, do you know what real love is? Or were you even truly receiving real love or giving real love in that other relationship? Yeah, I mean, some people say, well, you know, I was in a relationship, but I, even though we broke up, I still love him. But does that constitute real love? Does that mean you had that real love? That love that you just, no matter what you do, you can't forget about. You know, you're still seeking. You know, I believe personally that it's just a one-in-a-lifetime shot. Because no matter what happens, you're still going to be cautious about your love. But once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me at Twitter at DreamForLife62. You know, as I mentioned before, you know, the love that you show for family members, you know, compared to a spouse or partner, you know, that's different. That's different. But how do you separate the priority? Now, if there's a priority, go to your spouse that you're living with every day. Once you give yourself or find that type of love, or does it go to your stays with your family? Okay, now many of y'all probably say, well, that's a dumb question. Of course he's going to stay with the family. But isn't that a different type of love? You know, isn't that the type that, you know, no matter what, you're going to have family. The family's going to be there. So you're going to have that love because there's a bond there with the family, no matter what. But I'm talking about with that spouse, that extra someone, that partner. You know, and even if you do say you have that real love, can you lose that real love with that person? And if so, then was it truly real love? Then we back to the original question. Does it really exist? You know, those are just some of the questions that, you know, I have that's been going through my mind. You know, I know there's a lot of y'all, there's many of y'all out there that actually, you know, have some questions that, you know, would make me think as well, because you probably think about them all the time. But it's just the thought, you know, the want to know, does it really exist? What is it? You know, is it true love? Is it called true love? Is it unconditional love? Is it real love? Are they separate? Are they together? You know, which one is it? Or can we meld them all together to make them one? And that maybe that's what the one real love is about. Being truly in love with someone unconditionally. No matter what. You know, maybe that's it. That's how you classify real love. It's a true love that's unconditional. But yet, how do we find that? You know, and how can we keep it? Even if we do find it, how can we keep it? What do we do to make it last? What do we do to show others, you know, how to achieve it, how to make it last? What can we do? You know, those are just some of the things that sometimes we need to sit back and think about. You know, maybe, you know, if you do have that spouse at home, ask them what they consider real love is. I'm surprised. You may be surprised at the answer. You know, have that conversation with your significant other. Now, if you're going to start an argument, don't have that conversation, because I'm sure they're going to ask you the same question. But, you know, just for knowledge's sake, ask. And maybe you will be enlightened about what it is. Or, better yet, on the other hand, maybe if it is like the caller and Ms. Pack said, it really just depends on the heart of the particular person or people that's involved. I can understand that, too. You know, if you truly want to find it, you can find it. Now, about more than once, I don't know. That's a good question. But either way, you know, we should be striving to find it and seeing and how to keep it. So there's nothing better than being with that someone that you love and you're crazy about. You know. Well, that's the show for today. I do appreciate and thank you for listening to Let's Talk. You know, it's been outstanding. You know, I appreciate all your emails and calls, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. You know, I'm your host, Eric Jackson. You can join me tomorrow for Fun Friday, where we just poke fun at everything. You know, it really doesn't matter. We poke fun at everything and anything. Because on Friday, there's nothing but fun. Once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. And I'll see you tomorrow here on Let's Talk. Have a great day.